Well, good morning again to each and every one of you. I am so excited that you're here today on our Wednesday morning Mojo Call. We do these Mojo Calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 8 o'clock between 8 to 8:15. It's a little message to get your day started off on the right foot. And it's always a different speaker. It's different leaders on the team. So you'll always be getting different messages and different perspectives based on that person's experiences and experiences in their perspective in life. Well, you know, I'm very excited to come behind Regional Vice President Nancy Holzman yesterday because she talked about mindset. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. And so I feel honored to follow her in her message. Now, right now, mentally, I'm kind of drained. And I'm going to tell you why that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was in a virtual boot camp. And I was in a virtual boot camp, and one of the speakers was Tony Robbins. Now, Mr. Robbins didn't just speak one day. He spoke 3 days. So that's 3 days that I am being taught this information about mindset. Now, for those of you who don't know who Tony Robbins is, I mean, of course, you can Google him. And to me, you get kind of a vanilla explanation of who he is. He dominates mindset and transformative thinking in the world today. He is the person that you go to. His mentor was Jim Rohn. That was one of his mentors. And you also see him in the ACN Feel the Experience video. He is the person, he's the man who says, when that should becomes a must. That is Tony Robbins. And he really dominates the area of transformative thinking. Now, he was talking about how what we do in life is 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. Let me say that again. 20% psychology, or your thinking, or your mindset, if you want to use other words, and 20% mechanics. He said the single most important aspect that will shape your success or failure in life or business is your identity. The single most important aspect that will shape your success or failure in life or business is your identity. Your identity is what you think of yourself. In the jargon of today, it's called your brain. But your identity is what you think of yourself, your beliefs about yourself, your belief about what you can and cannot do, your belief about what you can and cannot learn. That is your identity. And he says you have kind of like two identities, and they fight against each other. One is the identity where you are right now, and one is the identity of what you're capable of. But they kind of tug against each other. Let me give you some examples. We always hear about the lottery winner who was an employee somewhere working, hits the lottery for billions of dollars, and 5-10 years later, the lottery winner is broke, has to sell all those assets that he purchased, and he's right back where he started from. Why is that? That's because that lottery winner's identity, the way they define themselves, their environment, their friends, everything about them did not coincide with having that kind of wealth and having access, ready access to it. And so it fought against each other, what they're capable of and where they are right now. And the one that wins is the one that where you are right now. That's the one that always wins, where you are right now. Another one. When we self-sabotage, we're going along, we're doing great, and then we just do something. And we say, why did I do that? Oh, that was so dumb. I shouldn't have done that. Now I got to start all over again. When we self-sabotage, that's our identities fighting against each other. Your identity of where you are right now is your comfort zone. So for ACN, maybe you're thinking, you know, I want to get 200 customer points. I can do that. That will max out the compensation plan. Yeah, I can do that. And then you start calling and connecting with people, and you're getting no's and no's and more no's, and maybe a couple of the customers don't renew their service, and now your points, now you're at 60 points, and maybe 75 points. And you start saying to yourself, well, you know, my residual income's okay. I can live with this. So now you have pulled yourself back to your comfort zone that your identity says that 75 points is okay. You can live with that. 200 is good. That's nice. These people out here have 200. But, you know, hey, I'm good where I am. So we need to do something about our identity. And that's we, because that's me also. So how do you change your identity? This is also what he spoke about. What Mr. Robbins spoke about. How do you change your identity? How do you up your identity so that when the things that you're striving for, the things, your goals that you're trying to reach, when you start getting to them, you don't sabotage yourself and go back to where you were? One thing he said to do was to do things you've never done before over and over and over and over and over again so that it becomes part of your identity. For us in ACN, that could be making those phone calls, reaching out to somebody on social media that you don't know and starting a conversation. Oh, I remember the first person I reached out to on LinkedIn and said, do you want to, you know, let's connect on Zoom. And the person said, yes. She was, I went to the same law school I went to, but we didn't know each other. She was in class behind me. And I was petrified. It was like, what am I going to say to this absolute complete stranger that I've never met before on Zoom and didn't meet in person? But it was okay. And I started doing it over and over and over again. And now it's real easy for me to connect with someone on LinkedIn, set up a Zoom with them, and have a conversation and create a relationship with that person. So you want to do the things you've never done over and over and over. And you want to do the things you think you can't do. Things you think you can't do. Just do them. One of the things that Mr. Robbins does to change people's identity, to change the way they view themselves, is, I don't know if he still does it, but he used to do a fire walk. Now, the fire walk was over hot coals. But it wasn't Mr. Robbins walking over the hot coal. It was you walking over the hot coal. And I knew someone, she used to be in ACN. I don't know if she still is. I've lost track with some people. But she did that fire walk. And I asked her about it. And she said it was absolutely amazing. But she did the fire walk. That's bare feet, yeah, bare feet on hot rock. And he says he does this because if people think that they can't do that, and they do that, then their mindset immediately changes. And he snaps his fingers when he says immediately changes, because now they think, if I could do that, then I can do this. So doing something that you can't will help you change your identity. It will help you up your identity. But this is your call to action for today. This is the second way that you up your identity. You're going to write your identity down. Write your identity down. How do you view yourself today? Write it down. And let's go deep. Don't just stop at, well, I'm a computer programmer. Tell me what kind of computer programmer you are. Are you an average? Are you fantastic? Are you A1? Are you phenomenal? Or what kind of computer programmer are you? And don't just stop there. Let's go even deeper than that. How, talk about when you write your identity, talk about how it relates to challenges. Talk about how you relate to challenges. Excuse me. Oh, when challenges come, I sit down. Is that what we're going to put in your identity? Or is your identity, I am up to all challenges that confront me, and I can conquer all of them. What is going to be your identity as it relates to challenges? What is your identity as it relates to fear? I am not I'm not afraid of any phone call. I'm not afraid. Fear is, does not bother me. I act in spite of fear. That's one of my identities. I act in spite of fear. What is your identity as it relates to failure? Is your identity going to be, well, I failed, therefore I stopped? No, 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 no. And Nancy talked about that yesterday. We're going to fail forward. Failure is necessary for success. Failure is learning. What is your identity as it relates to servant leadership? Like, I don't do, is your identity, I don't do servant leadership? Or is your identity, I am willing and able to help as many people as I possibly can? Is that going to be your identity? What's your identity as it relates to patience? I don't have time for people who don't have time to do this. I don't have time for people who just don't get this. Or don't have time for people who just don't get ACN. Is that going to be your identity? Or is your identity going to be patient? You know, I realize that not everyone is like me and knows what I know, so I will be patient and work with them at their pace. Is that going to be your identity? What's your identity when you get no, when you get a rejection? I get a no, so I stop. I get a no, I'm being personally rejected. Is that going to be your identity? Or is it, oh, the person said no, but that's just for today? What's going to be your identity? Put that in your identity statement, not one statement. What's your identity going to be as it relates to honesty, as it relates to integrity? So write down your identity. If it's not your identity today, it could be your identity that you're striving to reach, but you're going to write it down. Write it down on pencil and paper. We all know things happen in our psyche when we put pen to paper. It's not the same thing when you do fingers to the keyboard. It's not the same thing. You're going to write it down, all your statements, all your identity statements. And you're not going to write them down just today. You're going to write it down every day. That's going to be part of your mantra when you start your day. Write down your new identity statement. And the next thing you know, that will be who you are, because you have redefined your identity by doing things that you've never done before, by doing things that you can't, and by creating a new identity for yourself. Well, I hope this information helped you today. Each of you have a super fantastic day and be absolutely safe. I look to see you all on the beaches of the world. Bye.